You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Company banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You saw cake?
It's just a saying.
Now at Staples, get 20% back on all color printing. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
Earn 20% back in Staples rewards on full service color copying and printing online and in store. Ends 11/7/15. Exclusions apply. For full details, visit staples.com/rewards.
Pro-life supporters say a woman claiming to be a pastor blessing an abortion clinic is not an example of Christianity. Senior correspondent Jason Wirt has the story.
Laura Young claims as a religious leader, it's her duty to stand up against misguided faith at abortion clinics. But it's not the women ending the lives of their children via abortion she thinks are sinning. It's the Christians who tell women abortion is wrong. Father Stephen Imbarato, priest for life, says that Young and others like her completely deny the truth of Scripture on abortion.
They're saying there's no sin attached with abortion. They're not saying that these women have no choice. They're saying they're without sin. To deny the fact, regardless of what denomination you are, the scientific fact that life begins at conception, that human life begins at conception. Abortion takes a human life that God created.
Young, who led a so-called prayer event praising a new abortion clinic in Cleveland, Ohio last Thursday, says progressive thinkers like her need to fight to keep abortions growing in Ohio. I'm Jason Wirt.
The American who killed a prized lion in Zimbabwe will not be charged. A cabinet minister says today Minnesota dentist Walter Palmer had obtained legal authority to conduct the hunt. The killing of Cecil the lion sparked outrage as Palmer reportedly paid a guide $50,000 to lure the lion away from a sanctuary. Palmer has maintained he thought he was hunting the lion legally. The cabinet minister said today all of Palmer's papers were in order. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
And we're here today at Hot in Hunterdon. I'm sorry, there's a little delay. Usually the speakers are on so I can hear what's going on, but I don't think they're working. So hopefully you can all hear me. I'm going to put a little music on and make sure that everything's good in the studio here.
Still wears flowers in her hair, and she says, if only you could have been there. Oh, if only you could have been there. I look away as I walk on by. She sings so sweet like a lullaby. Something in her voice makes me want to cry. She sings songs of peace and songs of freedom, songs of love. You know how much we need them now. She still wears flowers in her hair. Compromise, and I wonder, have I lost my way more than I realize? She sings songs of peace and songs of freedom, songs of love. You know how much we need them. So
And we're back here at Hot and Hunterdon. Today is October 12th. And of course, it's a Monday because we're here with you every Monday from 4 to 5. We always like to start off with a quote. And today, if you don't know, it is Columbus Day. So I thought we'd do something about adventures. And I think any good love story is an adventure. So we have a quote that says, "Love, like everything else in life, should be a discovery, an adventure. And like most adventures, you don't know you're having one until you're right in the middle of it." So I hope that everyone is remembering Columbus Day. We have a little Columbus Day trivia we're going to do today. But first, we have to pay the bills here, and we're going to go to a commercial. We'll be right back.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic, and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
And we're back here, and I know everyone wants the weather. And I can tell you that it is beautiful outside. If you have not been outside yet, today is your day. Go outside. It is absolutely glorious outside. It's the perfect temperature, which is 77 degrees. It's sunny, but it's not humid. And it is beautiful to be outside. I hope everyone had the chance to experience Columbus Day with someone they love and went on a little adventure. Maybe found something new, some new area, maybe got lost for a little bit. Anything that reminds us of Columbus Day and the discovery, how when we forge ahead, we don't know what's expected, but it really could literally be a whole new world out there. So we all have to remember to forge ahead. And we can do that when it is fair and 77 degrees out. And I have to say that the weather is not looking as nice as last week. Last week, I was happy to say it was 75 just about every day, with very little rain. So we're looking at tomorrow, a high of 72 with a 40% chance of showers, and that'll be after 9 a.m. So you do want to bring your umbrella if you can find it out tomorrow, which would be October 13th. And let's see, Tuesday night, it's a low around 51. That's okay. I'm going to tell you why Sunday morning was so cold for me. Wednesday, we do have a partly sunny day with a high near 65. So that's looking pretty good. But I think Thursday is going to be my I'm feeling sick day with a mostly sunny forecast and a high near 64. That's about as high as it gets this week. Today and tomorrow are the warmer days. Tomorrow, of course, with the chance of shower. And then we're looking at 64, 65 all week. And we don't have another chance of rain after tomorrow until Friday, and that is just a 30% chance of a shower. So I think it's looking to be an okay week, mostly sunny or partly sunny, but mostly it definitely is an opportunity to take advantage before we start getting to those colder days. I saw something the other day and it said, I want to say 10 weeks until Christmas. So I hope 10 weekends or 10 Saturdays. I hope that's not really true, because I still want to hold on to the summer and the warm weather. So I hope that all of you today for Columbus Day can go outside and enjoy it. I was mentioning how cold it was Sunday morning when I was getting ready. I did a 5K, and I want to mention a shout out to the U.S. Martial Arts in Powhatan, and they sponsor a 5K every year, and it's always the Sunday before Columbus Day, and it's called Conquer the Mountain, and it's a 5K up Jugtown Mountain. And what makes it so great is that all of the money go to first responders. So you have Phillipsburg and Greenwich and Lopatcon emergency responders who are able to receive a donation. And they usually raise over $10,000, I believe. So it's really a great time. And I was able to participate yesterday. I think I've done this run maybe four, maybe it was my fifth year. But it's been really fun to do it with other people because it really is straight up Jugtown Mountain, which hopefully all of you in Hunterdon County know that that's a pretty steep hill. Not the steepest, of course, but it is a little bit of a challenge. And it's really a lot of fun. Some years, someone from the fire department will run that in full gear, which I think he said is 40 pounds of gear, which is incredible. I mean, I can't imagine running at all with 40 pounds on my back, let alone 5K, and certainly not up Jugtown Mountain. So that's always fun to see. And a lot of younger children who participate in the martial arts program do it as part of their service learning. And it's great to see them going speeding up the mountain. But it's really a 5K. I've had other 5K events on here. And of course, the Cops on the Run 5K is one that I started with a race chair. That is a vet day, and that's in Warren County. But the 5Ks are such a great opportunity to be able to be with other like-minded people and just support one another and to get out there. And I love to do that on a Sunday. It's a great way to start the morning. So I want to just thank everyone who participated in that, and they raised a lot of money. We'll be back.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we're back here at Hot and Hunterdon, and I'm your host today, Georgine Trinkle, sharing the hour with you from 4 to 5 on this Columbus Day. And before I forget, we get so busy in this studio. We're here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce office. We're located in the back, which is in Flemington, and I have a lot of boards in front of me, and I'm multitasking. and I keep forgetting what I'm doing here. So we wanted to do a couple of trivia questions on Columbus Day. So I don't know if anyone wants to call in and give these answers here, but our first Columbus Day trivia question is, let's see, when is Columbus Day? So I don't know if everyone knows this, but it is typically our second Monday in October. So that is when Columbus Day is the federal holiday. The first Columbus Day that was a federal holiday was in 1937, and it celebrates the arrival to the Americas on October 12, 1492. Now, I think everyone knows the 1492 part, but there is a lot of controversy around Columbus Day. Sometimes I think there's controversy amongst any possible decision, and there is this controversy on Columbus Day because he only went as far as the Caribbean. So people think that to celebrate that in America, it didn't go far enough. And there's other reasons for the controversy as well. Many people feel that it disrupted the indigenous population, so they feel that there should not be a celebration of Columbus Day.
Please, just whiten them. I'm not spending $500 to whiten them. Do what I'm doing. Use Crest White Strips. They whiten just as well. Wow.
And I don't know, I really don't know. I think I have a little Casper in the studio visiting me today. So in addition to that, maybe they didn't like what I was saying. I'm not certain. We're just talking about controversy here on Columbus Day. So another reason for Columbus Day, it's the first celebration was actually in San Francisco in 1869. So I thought that was pretty interesting. And Colorado has another first besides being the, I believe it, maybe I'm wrong, but I think it's definitely the first state to celebrate Columbus Day, which was in 1907. So it was a long time from the first celebration, either in San Francisco or the first state that declared Columbus Day a holiday in 1907, to it became a federal holiday in 1937. So that's a little look at Columbus Day over here and a little bit of background on why it's controversial. Now I'm not sure if any other programming will be interrupted, so I think I should move on from Columbus Day and try something else. It's making me just a little bit nervous. But I do want to mention when we had our last commercial break, it was about the mentoring program at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. And last week, we had Tom from Anita's Angels here. And he talked about not only Anita's Angels, but he also talked about his role at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and how he has been working to help as an ambassador, which is basically a mentor for members to come in. So it's really fantastic. I really enjoyed meeting Tom. And as it had turned out, I had dinner that week with a friend who was looking for some resources. So it's really great when we're able to have that timing on things. I think it really reminds us that fate is a fickle friend. And if anyone wants to visit or learn more about Anita's Angels, I guess it opened my eyes a little bit too to understanding when you're in the weeds and life is so complicated and complex, it can be really difficult to make decisions and to be able to gather all the resources. And it can be an overwhelming task. And sometimes the only way to get through things is to push through them. So if you do have either someone that you're the caregiver for, or if you know someone who's alone and is aging and may need some additional help, we do have some resources here in Hunterdon County. We've been lucky enough to have people from the medical center and other senior services. We talked last week about Hunterdon Helpline, which is basically they provide so many different services, but they certainly can be the first place to go for help and to learn more about the resources in the county. But I wanted to mention again Anita's Angels because they do have a lot of services, and I know they were having an open house. I don't know if anyone was able to attend that, or not, but the website for Anita's Angels, it's very simple. It's Anita's Angels, AnitasAngels.com. So there's a link for it on the Hot and Hunterdon Facebook page. So I hope that everyone will take a look if you know someone or can refer someone, and not only to that, but to the Hunterdon Helpline or to the other senior services that we have here in Hunterdon County. And many of those services are statewide services, and some certainly are national services. So if you are looking for any resources, you know, life can be very overwhelming, and the only way to underwhelm ourselves sometimes is to reach out and to connect to a friend or to a neighbor and to try to help someone else. That's, I think, sometimes the way that we can put things in perspective. So I hope everyone, if you do want to find out more about Anita's Angels, just check out the podcast. You can get it at the Hunterdon County Internet Chamber Radio. Or you could just email me anytime and we could talk more about senior services. I'm going to do a little music now and then we'll be back.
There's just devils in dust. We're a long, long way from home, Bob. Home's a long, long way from us. Feel a dirty wind blowing. Devils in dust. But I got God on my side, and I'm just trying to survive. What if what you do to survive kills the things you love? Fear's a powerful thing. Turn your heart black, you can trust. It'll take a God-filled soul. Feel the devil's in dust. Well, I dreamed of you last night in a field of blood and stone. Well, the blood began to dry. Smell began to rise. Well, I dreamed of you last night, Bob, in a field of mud and bone. Your blood began to dry. Smell began to rise. We've got God on our side, and we're just trying to survive. What if what you do to survive kills the things you love? Fear's a powerful thing. It'll turn your heart black, you can trust. And take a God-filled soul, fill it with devil's hands. Take a God-filled soul, fill it with devil's hands. Take a righteous thing, find the love that God wills, and the faith that He commands. I've got my finger on the trigger, and tonight faith just ain't enough. When I look inside my heart, there's just devil's hand. Got God on my side, and I'm just trying to survive. What if what you do to survive kills the things you love? Fear's a dangerous thing. Well, turn your heart black, you can trust. It'll take your God-filled soul. with devils and dust. It'll take a God-filled song, fill it with devils and dust.
I don't know about anyone else, but I do know that sometimes I just need a little Bruce. So that was Devils and Dust off the Devils and Dust CD. And I do feel a little bit better now. And make sure that we don't have any more technical difficulties in the studio. So it is, again, October 12th, and this is Hot in Hunterdon. I'm your host, Dorjean Trinkle, and I wanted to talk about a hot topic in Hunterdon today, and I don't have a guest to talk to about this because it is a holiday, as we just went over in detail, but it is something that just came to my attention 2 days ago. And it was in the Star Ledger, so I'll make sure that we have a link on our Facebook page for this, but it was in the Star Ledger. Just trying to find the date here. And it's what it's about is about housing. So the headlines read, Christie administration's abrupt end of New Jersey housing program may strand 3,000 residents. Well, so that's the title. If you want to search for it on the Star Ledger site or the Advanced New Jersey Advanced Media for NewJersey.com, you will find the article, which is well written, and it outlines the issue. So I want to make everyone aware of this. Two Thursdays ago, I did a training and on poverty, talked to people on poverty from CASA. CASA is a court advocate, special court appointed special advocates for children, and they have volunteers that they train every year. We've had the executive director on this show, and they're an amazing nonprofit that does so much training to work with children that are part of the court system and really advocate for their rights. So we went into a discussion with some of the volunteers, and it was on the fact that in Hunterdon County and in Warren as well, and CASA was training volunteers in three different counties, there are no shelters. And I'm not sure that everyone actually understands that. So in Hunterdon County and in Warren County, there is not a designated homeless shelter. There are programs that can shelter individuals, and there are groups that do nothing. That's their entire mission is focused on sheltering individuals. So I don't want to minimize them as a resource, but there isn't a place to go to walk off the street and say, you know, declare your homelessness and be housed. And I think that most people would agree that the most basic necessities, food and shelter, should not be denied to anyone. Everyone should have somewhere safe to sleep, and everyone should have food to eat. And I think that it's astonishing that we do not have a shelter. And we do have a homeless issue. There are people that are homeless, and there are people that are chronically homeless. And we have people who are in temporary housing for a very long time, and they're unable to afford rent. And of course, we have many other people who prefer not to be part of the system and would rather sleep outside in a tent or just sometimes in their car rather than be placed into some type of housing. So I'm not really talking about those individuals right now that are choosing to live outside or in their vehicle or not be part of the system. I'm talking about here people who would take shelter if it was available, but because there is none, they're unable to have shelter in a safe place on a daily basis. And I find that to be really a difficult thing. And I'm not sure, and I guess I'm afraid really that because we don't talk about it enough, that it means that there's an acceptance that we're just not going to have a shelter. And there are ways, there are other resources. I supervise the homeless hotline in a different county. So I know the way around sheltering people, and I know how we can shelter people. But the fact is, we don't have a shelter, and I work in other counties that do. And a lot of the resources go to the shelter. And I just read an article recently that was in the New York Times. And it was actually about housing and an individual who, through legal services, has for decades really been an advocate for people that are homeless. And the article was talking about actually his great discussions with then New York City Mayor Ed Koch. And Ed Koch believed that if you built shelters for people, people would come. So he felt that wasn't a good solution to the homelessness in New York City. But actually, later on, Mayor Koch stated that it was the shelters and the work that he did with homeless individuals was actually some of the best work his administration had ever done. And it was the work that he was most proud of. But in the beginning, he really felt that it wasn't a viable solution. And he felt that he was creating more of a situation with homelessness than solving it by building shelters. So that was interesting just recently to have read that about him. But he really did, even after his term as mayor and much later on when he reflected back on his work, he really was very proud of the work that he did to help end homelessness for a lot of individuals and families. And we know that homelessness was an issue and is still an issue in New York City, but we know it's not like it was in the 80s. So we appreciate when people advocate for others. And that was a great article in the New York Times. But I want to talk about this article in the Star Ledger and how it affects Hunterdon County residents and the fact that we lack a housing shelter when we have policy changes or programs that end, how we're really lacking a critical resource and the most basic of resources in our county. But I do have to pay the bills here, so we're going to do our news break now, and then when we come back, we're going to talk more about that.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. Donald Trump is facing some tough audience questions at a political convention in New Hampshire today. His treatment of women came up again at the NoLabels.org event.
So maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think that you're a friend to women.
I knew I shouldn't have picked her. All right, so let me give you that answer right now. I respect women incredibly.
The GOP frontrunner went on to say that he has employed women in male-dominated fields for years. A new CBS poll, meanwhile, has Trump getting 27% support from Republican primary voters, with neurosurgeon Ben Carson getting 21%. Carson has dropped 2 percentage points since the previous CBS poll last month. Texas Senator Ted Cruz is in third place with 9%, followed by Senator Marco Rubio with 8%. Carly Fiorina and Jeb Bush are tied at 6%. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
Tonight, Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris moves to a new time, 8/7 Central, live on NBC.
Best Time Ever is so good, it's crazy good.
Well, speaking of good, next it's the battle round on The Voice.
With some truly amazing vocal talent.
Yes, followed by the big season premiere of Chicago Fire.
Okay, hold up. Last season there was a dead woman in Casey's apartment.
Ugh, yes.
But no Casey.
Right.
What happened to Casey?
I do not know, but we will find out tonight on NBC.
Casey better be okay, or there will be a lot of people upset.
Pro-life supporters say a woman claiming to be a pastor blessing an abortion clinic is not an example of Christianity. USA senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
Laura Young says that she's a minister in the United Methodist Church, and as a religious leader, it's her duty to stand up against Christians who want to stop abortion. Young, who claims that progressive thinkers like her need to fight to keep abortions growing in Ohio, is the reason why she hosted a so-called Prayer of Blessing event for a new Cleveland abortionist. Former Planned Parenthood worker Abby Johnson, now an advocate for life, says anyone like Young who claims to be a Christian and pro-abortion is really distorting the Bible.
It takes a lot of mental gymnastics, honestly, to be a Christian person or to say you are a Christian person and to support abortion. If you call yourself a Christian and you're pro-choice, that's probably not the only thing that you are having to justify in your life.
I'm Jason Wirt.
This is USA Headline News.
Did you know the government is scheming to seize your retirement and bank accounts? Hi, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital Gold Group. Get the facts in a white paper called How to Protect Your Retirement and Bank Accounts from Government Seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 844-879-8882. That's 844-879-8882 or landmarkgold.com.
President Obama is facing backlash after last night's appearance on 60 Minutes. USA Headline News senior correspondent Jason Wirt has this report.
President Obama appeared hostile and defensive last night during a 60 Minutes interview with journalist Steve Croft, where Croft challenged the president on policy failures in Syria and the Middle East. The president showed obvious disdain for Croft during questioning and at one point jumped in to scold the veteran reporter when Croft claimed Obama was avoiding a direct answer to Croft's question.
I feel like I'm being filibustered, Mr. President.
No, Steve. I think if you want to roll back the tape, you've been giving me long questions and statements, and now I'm responding to them. So let's,
okay.
If you ask me big open-ended questions, expect big open-ended answers.
The president also laughed off Croft's questions about Russian President Vladimir Putin challenging Obama's leadership in the Middle East. I'm Jason Wirt.
Twitter could start laying off workers as early as this week. Several insiders say the San Francisco company will likely cut jobs in just about every department. This after co-founder Jack Dorsey recently took charge, saying Twitter is not generating enough money to keep up with growth. Pumpkin growers from all over the country are weighing in for huge payoffs today in Northern California. Half Moon Bay's 42nd annual Safeway World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off is underway with a $30,000 grand prize at stake. Last year's winning gourd from Napa weighed in at 2,058 pounds. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
And we're back here at Hot and Hunterdon for our 4 to 5 hour. And I wanted to talk about this program that was a state program that has ended and what it means in Hunterdon County and who it affects. So we're talking about what was brought to my attention in a Star Ledger article that was written by, Susan Avio. And you can find that on NJ.com. And I will also post a link to it. But she did a great job writing the article and demonstrating that I know we often use the term back from the 80s. There's a lot of people who thought that welfare at one time, whatever you want to call it now, TANF, General Assistance, Workforce New Jersey, that it was a program that really was fraudulent and people didn't really need the services. Now, there's always fraud and abuse. We see it every day. There's articles in the paper every day. In fact, yesterday there was an article in the paper about a priest who was taking money from parishioners. So every single day we see fraud, but we don't stop an entire system because of some people who are fraudulent. And they would be called the Cadillac Queens of Welfare or the Cadillac Kings of Welfare. And it referred to a term that referred to people who took advantage and were fraudulently using the system. And I think that's such a minimal number now. But what we do have are people left on programs that have time limits to them, and they're unable to move forward, and their programs or benefits are being cut. So this is a really important program that was cut at the end of, I believe, the end of August. So what numbers am I talking about? I'm talking about 51 people in Hunterdon County and almost 3,019 people across the state that are being impacted by this change. So there was a program and it was called the Housing Hardship Program and the Housing Assistance Program. And you know, social service, they always have to have a an acronym that doesn't make any sense. So they called it the HAP program. I don't know what that means, except to say that these two programs had a three-year extension. They were cycled in to help people that were unable to pay their rent, but trying to receive permanent disability. And so here there were 1,771 adults without children who are receiving the program that ended, 760 individuals that are on welfare, and 448 individuals that are on SSI, which is Permanent Disability Program, Supplemental Security Income. So what this means for these individuals is that they were receiving assistance for their rent, or most of their rent, if not all, and they were just paying a small portion. And now the state has stopped this program, and these individuals who were receiving assistance no longer are. And what I really love about it is, and I get to be critical because I work for a nonprofit organization, and every day I work with people that are homeless. And the state, to many people, it was stunning that they just abruptly halted the housing assistance program. There have been programs that have been around since, I don't know, the late 90s. But there'd always be, you know, one program would replace another. So right now, for these 3,019 individuals who are receiving this rental assistance, they are no longer receiving it. And that means for the woman in the article, she was paying $100 a month, and now she has to pay $800. But if you understand the income of people who are either waiting for disability or on disability, $800 a month to pay rent is not affordable. You don't have $800 a month to pay rent. And not only that, but the average cost of a two-bedroom apartment in Hunterdon County is over $1,300. So you have, one, you can't find affordable housing. And then two, even if you can find rent that is more affordable than the average cost of $800, you still can't pay it because you certainly don't have $800 a month. You maybe have, if you're without children and you're on general assistance, that used to be a $140 stipend. So I'm not sure if that's gone up since I worked GA, but I suspect it has not. And certainly you can't pay an $800 a month rent without having the income. So the state, which I guess I'm not surprised, but I'm quite disappointed that they really haven't put another program in place. And Hunterdon County, to their credit, the CEASE program, which is a subcommittee that works under the County Department of Human Service, they had sent a letter to the state asking them to intervene and to find some other options for individuals. Hunterdon County, of course, is one of the most expensive places to live, and the housing is one of the top counties for being the most expensive for housing costs, along with other costs. They, as far as I know, have not received a response, and the article doesn't cite it. But what the article and the spokesman from the Department of Human Service has cited is that they are trying to roll out some other pilot programs. This program was a three-year program, and it was expected to be temporary. So when it ended, they ended it. Now, first of all, when you're in social service or dealing with some of the government programs, usually you get notice after notice after notice. And while it was a three-year program, 3 years to someone that's in crisis or with a significant disability certainly is not keeping track of 3 years. So that is a disappointment. And the other disappointment is that the state continues to not have any type of navigated plan on how we're going to end homelessness. And this is another example of short-sightedness. If we're going to end a program, we need to have another program in place or some other options. And we need to communicate effectively with people, understanding that people that are on this program certainly have, obviously, if they're waiting on disability, some significant issues with their health, and they're managing a crisis of of their own every day. We need to communicate with them. And we need to have, if we're going to roll something else out, if the state's going to try something else, a different kind of program or a pilot program, they need to make sure that that coincides with when the resources are needed and not much later. This woman, like the other 50 people in Hunterdon County that have lost their rental assistance, is going to risk eviction. And sometimes your housing, your safe housing, is what you have, and you want to hold on to that. So I hope that the state reconsiders their decision on this, and I hope that the counties that are, I'm sure every one of these counties has one of the 3,019 individuals, really does a good job to advocate for these individuals. We need to make sure that they are not evicted, and we need to make sure that they have some other housing choices, because if you're getting $764 a month in Social Security benefits or $140 for general assistance or $210 if you're disabled, you cannot afford the $1,300 average monthly rent in Hunterdon County. And we're not unique here in Hunterdon, but we do need to advocate, and we need to tell the story of what goes on when we have individuals in our community who cannot afford shelter. And remember, we don't have a shelter, so we have nowhere for these individuals to go. We're going to do some commercial breaks, and then we'll be back.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend.
Good evening. This is Dr. Mark and my pal Igor. We want to invite you to visit us at the Haunted Village at the Red Mill in Clinton, New Jersey. Come by to have a cup of hot tea with me on October 9th, 10th, 16th, 17th, 23rd, and 24th. Tickets are on sale online at the redmillhauntedvillage.org. The prices are $30 for regular admission and $45 for express pass. Don't forget to scare up a coupon from our local merchants. We hope to have you soon.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about.
One more thing.
And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And we're back here at Hot and Hunterdon, and we're just getting ready to wrap up our hour here, and we have Ruth Ann Celebration Hour coming on, and she scared me. I'll have to tell her all about my visitors today during my hour and hope that hers are at a minimum. So I do want to wrap up with one quick thing. I have a event coming up from the Long Valley Junior Women's Club, and it's their second annual Dress for Pink. This event is Thursday, October 15th, and it's at the Valley Restaurant and Pub on East Mill Street. And 100% of the net proceeds go to Susan G. Komen, North Jersey, which is an organization that funds Norwest CAP and helps us with our cancer education and early detection program. So this is a fun event. It's Drink for Pink. So if you want to drink for pink, I'll tell you what that means. It means $25 at the door, and you get a signature pink drink, which sounds like fun, a goodie bag, and a raffle ticket. And just so you know, this does help to support an organization that does fund education programs as well as research programs. And that's the Susan G. Komen of North Jersey. This event, again, is Thursday, October 15th at the Valley Restaurant and Pub. And appreciate that everyone considers going for a pink drink or just to support breast cancer awareness. And I did have a friend who lost their parent this week, so I wanted to put this song out for them.
Twas in another lifetime, one of toil and blood, when blackness was a virtue, the road was full of mud. I came in from the wilderness, a creature void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. And if I pass this way again, you can rest assured I'll always do my best for her, on that I give my word. In a world of steel-eyed death and men who are fighting to be warm, come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. Not a word was spoke between us, there was little risk involved. Everything up to that point had been left unresolved. Try imagining a place where it's always safe and warm. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. I was burned out from exhaustion, buried in the hail, poisoned in the bushes and blown out on the trail. Hunted like a crocodile, ravaged in the corn. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. Suddenly I turned around and she was standing there, with silver bracelets on her wrists and flowers in her hair. She walked up to me so gracefully and took my crown of thorns. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
This is USA Headline News. I'm Melody Burkett. Donald Trump is facing some tough audience questions at a political convention in New Hampshire today. His treatment of women came up again at the NoLabels.org event.
So maybe I'm wrong, but I don't think that you're a friend to women.
I knew I shouldn't have picked her. I knew I shouldn't have picked her. All right, so let me give you that answer right now. I respect women incredibly.
The GOP frontrunner went on to say that he has employed women in male-dominated fields for years. A new CBS poll, meanwhile, has Trump getting 27% support from Republican primary voters, with neurosurgeon Ben Carson getting 21%. Carson has dropped 2 percentage points since the previous CBS poll last month. Texas Senator Ted Cruz is in third place with 9%, followed by Senator Marco Rubio with 8%. Carly Fiorina and Jeb Bush are tied at 6%. For the USA Headline News, I'm Melody Burkett.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great, but today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples, make more happen. 5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
Tonight, Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris moves to a new time, 8, 7 Central, live on NBC.
Best Time Ever is so good, it's crazy good.
Well, speaking of good, next it's the battle rounds on The Voice.
With some truly amazing vocal talent.
Yes, followed by the big season premiere of Chicago Fire.
Okay, hold up. Last season there was a dead woman in Casey's apartment.
Ugh, yes.
But no Casey.
Right.
What happened to Casey?
I do not know, but we will find out tonight on NBC.
Casey better be okay, or there will be a lot of people upset.
Pro-life supporters say a woman claiming to be a pastor blessing an abortion clinic is not an example of Christianity. USC senior correspondent Jason Wirt has more.
Laura Young says that she's a minister in the United Methodist Church, and as a religious leader, it's her duty to stand up against Christians who want to stop abortion. Young, who claims that progressive thinkers like her need to fight to keep abortions growing in Ohio, is the reason why she hosted a so-called Prayer of Blessing event for a new Cleveland abortionist. Former Planned Parenthood worker Abby Johnson, now an advocate for life, says anyone like Young who claims to be a Christian and pro-abortion is really distorting the Bible.
It takes a lot of mental gymnastics, honestly, to be a Christian person or to say you are a Christian person and to support abortion. If you call yourself a Christian and you're pro-choice, that's probably not the only thing that you are having to justify in your life.
I'm Jason Wirt.
This is USA Headline News.
Did you know the government is scheming to seize your retirement and bank accounts? Hi, David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital Gold Group. Get the facts in a white paper called How to Protect Your Retirement and Bank Accounts from Government Seizure. Transfer your 401k or IRA into physical gold and silver and take possession with no tax liability. Call Landmark Capital at 844-879-8882. That's 844-879-8882 or landmarkgold.com.
President Obama is facing backlash after last night's appearance on 60 Minutes. USA Headline News senior correspondent Jason Wirt has this report.
President Obama appeared hostile and defensive last night during a 60 Minutes interview with journalist Steve Croft, where Croft challenged the president on policy failures in Syria and the Middle East. The president showed obvious disdain for Croft during questioning and at one point jumped in to scold the veteran reporter when Croft claimed Obama was avoiding a direct answer to Croft's question.
I feel like I'm being filibustered, Mr. President.
No. Steve, I think if you want to roll back the tape, you've been giving me long questions and statements, and now I'm responding to them. So let's,
okay.
If you ask me big open-ended questions, expect big open-ended answers.
The president also laughed off Croft's questions about Russian President Vladimir Putin challenging Obama's leadership in the Middle East. I'm Jason Wirt.
Twitter could start laying off workers as early as this week. Several insiders say the San Francisco company will likely cut jobs in just about every department. This after co-founder Jack Dorsey recently took charge, saying Twitter is not generating enough money to keep up with growth. Pumpkin growers from all over the country are weighing in for huge payoffs today in Northern California. Half Moon Bay's 42nd annual Safeway World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off is underway with a $30,000 grand prize at stake. Last year,